Let's talk about Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, man.
Is that coming back?
It's back. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How are they bringing that back? The premise is that gay people all dress different?
I don't know, but it's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's one gay guy that's way over the top, but hey, man, mazel tov.
How about a show called Chinese Accent for the White Man?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
And it's a guy that's like, I'm 36 years old. You know, I've been a bachelor for a while now. My dating life is okay, but I'm kind of looking for like a change in my career, maybe, or maybe something more stable. And they're like, let's meet Wang. He's a consultant all the way from Zhangzhou province. They're like, yeah, I teach him how to talk different. And the guy's like, okay, I really don't understand how this is going to accomplish my goal of trying to get out of my copywriting position to become a advertising executive. He's like, no, you have to say different. He's like, I have to say different. He's like, much better.
So the premise is that he just learned to talk that way.
He learns to talk that way. And he's like, I'm trying to get big promotion in office. And they're like, Peterson, I don't know what's different about you, but I'm loving it. And guess what? You got the corner office. And they're like, 6 months later, everything's so much better now. I can't thank Shanzhu enough for helping me talk different. Coming up on Chinese Voice for the Straight Guy.
That's, man, that's good.
Thanks.
I thought it was Chinese Accent for the White Man.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. There's no through line to any of these dumb bits.
Well, I'm for one, I'm offended that there's no through line.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to fuck your ass as a result.